Our guest in the cafe this morning is Wyman Williams, the Director of Development for the A&M Commerce College of Business. Good morning, Wyman.
Good morning, John Mark.
Big event coming up in October that you've been involved in for quite some time, and this is an observance of the birthplace of General Claire Chennault here in Commerce.
That is correct. Most people in Hunt County have an idea of one prominent war hero born in Hunt County, and there is another one, and that's Lieutenant General Claire Lee Chennault.
Yeah.
He was a very famous aviator who in 1937 left the Army Air Corps and moved to China to advise the Chinese Air Force in their defense against the Japanese.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people probably have seen the movie called The Flying Tigers, and it was the Flying Tigers. This was the unit that he more or less founded. And, of course, this is a movie with John Wayne that was made in probably around 1940.
Right. And that movie may not be exactly history, but it's famous. And so are the Flying Tigers. Those of us in this country consider the Flying Tigers to be those brave pilots and their support people who defended China against Japan actually immediately after Pearl Harbor for about 7 months. And then they became a part of the 14th Air Force, and General Chennault led the 14th Air Force. Mm. However, people in Asia, especially in Taiwan and China, are referred to any American who helped them defend the country against the Japanese as Flying Tigers. So they have a much broader picture of what a Flying Tiger is.
Yeah, and I think the John Wayne movie is set in that period just before America came into World War II. And
right.
You're probably right, with Hollywood being what Hollywood is, it's probably not strictly historically accurate. I think you're probably right about that. Well, this event is going to be Wednesday, October 14th. Tell me about the historical marker, the new historical marker that is going in for this.
Well, that is the reason for the event is to unveil the first state of Texas historical marker that's not in English. And it's in two versions or translations of Mandarin. So that's going to be fun in itself to have something that's unique as far as telling our story to people around the world. The marker that's currently there and has been there since 1968 is in English. We're simply duplicating that in Mandarin, but there are two ways of documenting Mandarin, so we have both of them on the new marker.
We're talking with Wyman Williams, the Director of Development for the A&M Commerce College of Business, and of course, and we were talking before we started this, Otha Spencer, who many, many people, of course, knew in commerce and a beloved figure here, originally put that, or obtained and wrote, I'm sure, that historical marker that's been
right.
There.
Otha certainly led the effort to get the marker placed in 1968, and he also tried to get a lot of us here in town to understand the international significance of this being the birthplace of Claire Chennault, because he was so revered throughout Asia.
Mm-hmm. So important to recognize Otha Spencer's contribution to this as we go forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good. And the Claire Chennault, it's not the birthplace, because the home, it's a different...
It is the location of the birthplace house. The
okay.
house that's there now was built probably in the 1920s and replaced the home that Claire Lee Chennault was born in.
And then it's on Monroe Street, just north of Live Oak.
Yes, it's one block north of Live Oak, and it's across from the Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm. So Chennault was born here, but didn't spend very much time here before his family moved.
Right. They lived in a small town in eastern Louisiana, and there was some trouble there for his family, so he decided to leave. The wife was pregnant and came to Commerce and had the baby because they were with relatives, and shortly after things calmed down back home, he moved back home.
Uh-huh.
But it is important that Claire Chennault did breathe his first breath in Hunt County, Texas.
Yeah. So Claire Chennault, major World War II figure, and you tell me is even today is considered a great hero in China, and this is mainland China as well as Taiwan.
Yes, and that's kind of unusual in that Taiwan considers itself the official China,
right.
And mainland China also considers itself the official China, so they have some tension between them. But Chiang Kai-shek had to leave mainland China when the communists took over, and that's why there are two different Chinas.
So we expect officials from both governments?
We're going to invite officials from both governments and hope they show up and can get along.
That could be interesting in and of itself.
Yes, huh? It could.
That really could. All right, so the event is Wednesday, October 14th. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks, John Mark.
Wyman Williams, the Director of Development for the A&M Commerce College of Business. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.